Yeah, we have a lot to see today, and most chances we won't manage to see everything. I don't know, maybe we will, but if not, so I tried to break it down to semi-sugyos, that maybe you could also see by yourself at home between the Aliyos or on your Shabbos table. Have a nice discussion about Oynes Yom Achron. It's a very, very nice family discussion. So let's see. So as I mentioned in the email, we learned this week Oynes Begitin, Ksuvis Daf Bet Mud Bet, and I'm taking one of the final parts of the Sugya, which discusses the concept of Ones Yom Acharon. And I'll just, we'll see the example brought in the Miki Yosef and the Aguda, the Miki Yosef in Babakam, and in the Aguda, which is mentioned in the Beis Yosef, and then ultimately also see how this actually comes up from our Sugya. But this is a very, very Sugya, and it's very, very interesting and nice. So, the Miki Yosef says in source number one in Babakam, this is a halacha in Hilchos Tefillah, that he says that according to the Ramah that he just brought beforehand, he says Barur de mi shelo itpalel veod sheyesh lo zman litpalel mipnei shesavur shadai nishaer lo zman achar shigmor oto esek shehu mitasek bo uvein kach avra lo hashaa eino nikra mizid uposhea ela harei hu bichlal ta'a velo itpalel sheyitpalelim shtayim letashlumim. So it says the Miki Yosef, as we all know, the end of davening time, the end of Krishma, the end of davening time is, I don't know how much is today in Toronto, let's say 10:30, I don't know, and you're awake from 7, so I have time until 10:30, so you make a cup of coffee, do a few errands, you do this, you do that, you do a bunch of things, and you say, I have enough time, finally at 10:20, okay, now I'm going to put on tefillin and daven shmoneh esrei, right, like a mensch, and then this guy is a Hatzalah member, gets a call, and he has to run, go save someone, or something happened, something that now really, objectively is considered to be an oynes, and he cannot daven now. So as we all know, a person that was an oynes and didn't daven shachris, so he could daven mincha twice, unless he was pushea, unless he a person who was just watching TV all the time until 10:30, okay, just daven mincha twice, it doesn't help, you have to have some kind of oynes, or some kind of thing that prevented you, but not something that you did bipshia, and you did it willingly. So a person that was just negligent. Yeah, sorry. I read just books. So I never hear it. So the person that was just negligent. So he was waiting, and then he had an oynes. Only in the last 10 minutes, says the Miki Yosef, this person is considered to be an oynes. He's not a pushe. He didn't do anything bad. He was an oynes. He went to a proper minion at 10:20. Whatever shul that is. This is not considered to be an oynes, and this person could dive in mincha twice. That's what the Miki Yosef says. And because of that, he says, מי שנתחייב לחברו בשבועה שייתן לו מאות יום פלוני ונזכר בעוד יום הגדול ואומר בליבו עדיין יש פנאי והלך לעסקה ושכח עד שעבר היום הרי זה כאנוס. So in the field also of שבועות, he says I'm going to pay you until 12 o'clock Sunday, and Sunday comes, and he's on the way to his place friend at 12 o'clock, but then there's a traffic jam, there was some kind of car accident, la'aleinu, and because they cannot make there at 12 o'clock, did he violate his Shavua? There are, I think, certain ways to understand exactly this idea here, but did he violate his Shavua? The answer is no, because he was an oynes, although he could have come yesterday and the day before it. However, he was an oynes in the proper time, they could actually give it legally, and this was an oynes. Oynes Yom Acharon Shmei Oynes. Oynes in the final minute is also considered to be an oynes. That is the halacha brought in the Miki Yosef in Baba Kama. Okay? The Beis Yosef brings in Chosh Mishpat Siman Reish Zayin. This is a famous siman regarding all the laws of Tnaim, Asmachta, Vechule, and he brings there the book called Aguda, and the Aguda says I'll say the halacha and then I'll say his proof. He says Adam shenadar asod davar b'toch 30 yom. Person said that I'm going to do something within 30 days. Uzman acher velo neinas tochzon, and I could have done it throughout this 30 days. I'm going to pay you $100. Sometime these 30 days. I could give you the first day, second day, until day 29 and a half. And then the last day I'm on the way to you, and I had an oynes, says the Aguda, ubiyom de mishla zivnei nenas, lo kare oynes. The fact that you could have bring him for 29 and a half days, and you were negligent and didn't do it and waited for the last day, and last day you had an objective, a real oynes, This is not considered to be an oynes. He disagrees with the Miki Yosef. He says this is not considered to be an oynes, and you violate your shvua, and if you have all kind of fines, so you will get all these fines as well, because this is not considered to be an oynes. What is his proof? He brings his proof from the concept of batei arei choma, and this is in the footnote number one. As we all know, this I think is Parshas Behar, if I'm not mistaken, the concept. Behar, right? And then the person Behar, that there's a concept of Batei Arei Choma, a person that has a house in Yerushalayim. So I sell, not me, Reuven sells his house in Yerushalayim, which is within the walls of the city, Batei Arei Choma. So the person who sold the house, he has now this opportunity to buy it back, or let's say redeem it, within 12 months. He could do it anytime he wants. So the Mishnah says, "Barishona haya nitman yom shnimasar chodesh." The person who bought the house, used to hide in the last day in order for the previous owner not to find him. So he was hiding here, hiding there, and by that he would have kept the house to himself. Hillel says this is not right. So Hillel says, "Yitkin Hillel sheyeh cholesh ma'otav la lushka v'yesh ma'otav v'nichnas imatay shesar la zivov v'tom ma'otav." So the previous owner that now wants to redeem it, he can just go to the lishka, put there the money, and he says, "Wherever you are, the person who's hiding that bought my house, this is your money." And he enters his house and belongs to him. Says the Aguda, the fact that we need a takana of Hillel shows you that oynes yom achon lo shmi oynes, because the person who's hiding is actually causing the previous owner to be an onus, and he cannot now come and redeem it. So he's causing me to be an oynes. So wait a second. If this is called an oynes, if oynes yom achon is an oynes, even without the takana, the owner could say, "Listen, I didn't find him. I was onus. This house belongs to me." The fact that we need a takana shows you that the fact that you are oynes in the last day doesn't help you. This is not considered to be an oynes, and indeed the person who bought the house will keep the house. Is this clear? Yes? Ravazi, do you think you're holding your hand before?
I have a question in regards to the Mugi Yosef. The Mugi Yosef doesn't make any mention, at least to the case of oynes that's beyond that day. As the case of the Mugi Yosef, they brought down as the first source, was it all about smooth out sila.
No. After that, he also says it's a shvua. He also says shvua yom ploni beod yom gadol. I'll give you on this particular day. So he also brings about shvua. And also, indeed, the Shulchan Aruch in source number 3, the Ramah brings both opinions regarding the laws of shvua. It's brought in Yerukah Deh, the Machlokes, Reish Lamed Bet, and not. What? Shvua. Not sure, yeah. So the ma'aseh of the machlokes of Nimuki Yosef and the Aguda is whether your oynes yom achron is an oynes or not. That's the machlokes of them. We'll see later on that the Shari Chaim Chaim Shmulevitz wants to suggest maybe a different approach to the machlokes, but it's not too far away from each other. So that is machlokes. And this thing is also brought down halacha maisa in the Ramah. He brings both opinions regarding the case of Nidrei Onasin. If a person has a vow that starts because of an oynes, it's not considered to be a neder. I'm saying to Jared, if you're not coming to my house for Shabbos, so you're never coming to my house. Okay? And then Jared wants to come to my house for Shabbos, but there was some kind of oynes in the middle of the way. The streets were closed because of the queen. I don't know why. And he couldn't come to me. So in that case, can he never come to me? So the halacha is nidrei oynesin is that if it was in the case of an oynes, the nedar doesn't start. That's the Shulchan Aruch. And the Ramah brings two opinions, Nimuki Yosef and the Aguda, whether in the case that the oynes happened in the last minute, and until that point, he wasn't oynes. He could have come. Is this considered to be oynes or not? Machlokes. He brings the run in Perek Kitzad HaRegel. It's not the run in Perek Kitzad HaRegel. It's the Nimiki Yosef in Perek Kitzad HaRegel. Because there's no run, as far as I know, on Baba Kama. For sure not on the Rif, in our Gemaras. Or some say it's not an oynes, the Aguda. So the Ramah brings both opinions.
Is it also a matter that you do for yourself?
Could be. In the Chinami. Yes. I'm saying that if I won't manage to finish Bavakam until Simchas Torah, so I have to, pay something. Yeah? Or I won't eat meat this entire year. And then something happened the last month. The person couldn't do it. So yes, this is an interesting answer. The question is whether the oinus of the last day is going to be an oinus or not. Machlokus Rishonim and Machlokus Apoiskim. The Shulchan Aruch, though, however, in Or HaChaim, regarding the laws of Tefillah, so he doesn't bring a machlokus. He just says simply the words of the Mimiki Yosef. In source number 4, the Shulchan Aruch says the exact words of the not the exact words, but he brings the idea of the Mimiki Yosef. Mi shelo itpalel, bo shesh ozman litpalel, mi shesh sevur shanei shem ozman. He thinks I have enough time to daven today. And because of anusim, he thought that he has enough time, and then in the last minute he couldn't daven. This is still considered to be an oines, and this person has tashlumin. So the Magen Avraham says, wait a second, in Yoredea, the Rama brings both opinions. The Rama brings also the opinion of the Aguda that oines yom achron is not an oines. So why is the Rama keeping quiet here in the Rochaim? If you think that there is a valid opinion saying that oines yom achron lav shmi oines, say, v'yesh omrim she'en tashlumin in that case. Some say that you cannot have a mincha twice because you are actually a pushea and you didn't, and you aren't in oines. That's what the Magen Avraham asks. And he says, you know what? It's a machlokas. But and the halacha is apparently like the Nimiki Yosef, that oines yom achron is in fact an oines. However, he is choishesh to the opinion of the Agudah only in the cases of shvuos, because shvuos and nedarim are a very, very terrible thing. Those who learn dafyomi, so they know that today it was mentioned that a woman who is saying too much nedarim is a good reason to divorce her and not give her a ksuba because she's an isha nadranit. So since shvuos and nedarim are such a chamul thing, such a very, very strict and chashuv thing, a very, very chamul thing, so because of that, only that reason, the Rama mentioned him there in Yoredeah, but not here in Or HaChaim. Yeah? So then the Mikki Yosef says that. So you're right that the Mikki Yosef says that in source number 1. You have it in front of you. It's not underlined, and I skipped because your statement does actually cause a few problems. But you're right. Radoy Povarsky actually brings those questions that he brings to Mikki Yosef, saying that Chazal are actually very strict beyond the time before Mincha time. Don't have a haircut. Don't go to Beis Din. Don't do a bunch of things. I hear. So I will tell you, look in Radoy Povarsky. I'm not going to address it, but you're right. It's a very, very valid point that there, you have to actually be more considerate about not only the last minute, but also before the time of davening. Very, very good taina. So I just need to see Radoy Povarsky and Ksubas. So, again, so why is it that the Rama doesn't say anything in Or HaChaim? He mentions that good that it says onis machon love onis only in Yoredea. Says him again Avraham because he's machmir only in the case of Nedorim, because Nedorim is a very, very frightening thing. But David Povarsky says, and it's brought much more clearer in his name in the Mesivta, in footnote number 2. So I looked both in Subas and in Gittin. It doesn't say exactly what is mentioned in the Mesivta, but I know that other people say that as well. That the reason why in Tefillah, the Aguda is not brought, right? The question here is why the Ramad doesn't mention the Aguda in the case of Tefillah, that Oines Yimachon Lav Shmi Oines, and if the person was negligent and didn't daven until the last minute, so in that case, he still has to daven twice. He should bring the Aguda saying that no, he should not daven Mincha twice. The reason is because in the case of davening twice, it's not that only if you are in oines, you daven mincha twice. No. It's only when you are pushea, you don't daven mincha twice. If you are a pushea, you did something which is considered to be a wrong thing to do. You were pushea, you were watching TV, the entire time at tefillah, and then you're saying, okay, I'll daven mincha twice. Only if you are pushea, you cannot daven mincha twice. So it says that maybe the Aguda holds that oines yom achron is lav in oines. But I'll tell you what, he's not a pushea. He might not be considered to be an onus by waiting for the last minute, but he's not considered to be a pushea. He didn't do anything wrong. You're allowed to watch TV until the last 10 minutes of the tefillah. No. But you have to do something like that until the last minute. So you're not considered to be a poshea, maybe. And because of that, you could daven mincha twice, even if you're not considered to be oines. So the answer which is brought in the Shuri of David, the source number 6. And the footnote is that why is it that Shulchan Aruch did not bring the opinion of the Aguda in Or HaChaim regarding tefillah? Because even though the Aguda says it's not considered to be an oines, it's not an oines, but he's for sure not a poshea. And because of that, he could daven mincha twice, even according to the Aguda. Okay? Is this clear? Beautiful. happy to hear that everything is clear. So, what is actually the machlokis between the Aguda and the Mki Yosef regarding Oynes Yom Achron, whether it's an Oynes or not? Until this moment, so the pshat is, the machlokis is this considered to be an Oynes? A person that could have done it for all the time, and this last few minutes, he cannot do it. Is this considered to be an Oynes? Or this is not considered to be an Oynes? Shari Chaim and Ksubas, Shari Chaim is, I brought us last week, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, we always remember Reb Chaim Shmulevitz by his Sichos Musar, but he was also the Rosh Hashiva of Yeshiva Smir, tremendous, Talmud Chacham, and he also wrote a few books, about the Shas. I'm not really sure actually if this was wrote by him or by his students, but Shari Chaim Ksubas is a very, very nice book. I enjoyed it very much using it during my time in Yeshiva, 12 years ago. Shem Elachim is so old. So, Shari Chaim says that no, everyone agrees that Oynes Yom Achron is an Oynes. A person that waited for the last minute and was Oynes in the last minute, yes, this is considered to be in oynis. Everyone agrees this is an oynis. The Aguda doesn't say for a second, this is not an oynis. The machlokus is about something else. He says, Sinsur 7, mitzad atzmo dai beonis shemachoron lachshiva onis. Yes, of course this is an oynis. Ela hanidon shel Aguda hu, dekivan di meaba kodim lachen lo haya onis bemachoron monat kimotnai, ve'ari yochol avo az, לכן יש לומר, דדנים אותו כמכניס עצמו לתוך אונס. וסביר עלי, דמכניס עצמו לתוך אונס, חשיב רצון. He says, the Aguda says, of course it's an oynes. But you know what? You brought yourself into a massive of oynes. You brought yourself into a situation, into a case that you're onus. You could have done beforehand. The fact that you waited for the last moment, you brought yourself into the situation of an oynes. You didn't know it's going to happen, but says the Aguda, the fact that you were negligent and you waited at the last minute, it is as if you brought yourself into the time of oynes. A person that brings himself into oynes, is he still considered an onus or not? Says the Aguda, no, you're not getting all the benefits of an onus. Indeed, this is an oynes. Of course this is an oynes. I agree this is an oynes. But the fact that you waited for the last moment is as if you brought yourself into a massive of oynes. What? So let's see a few of the halakhic ramifications about this. And I don't think it's necessarily a knas. It's just that This is not considered to be an oynes once you bring yourself into an oynes. You have to take this thing in consideration. You don't get all the benefits of oynes. I brought a few examples, following source 7 that show that a person cannot bring himself into to a case of oynes. Actually, I'm not really sure that now think about it. I'm not really sure if it's the same thing. Let's see. But let's just finish the Shari Chaim. Odilma, lo chashiv kemachnis etzmo le'ones. He's not considered to be a person that brings himself into an oynes. The person was just doing fine by waiting until the last minute. He could do that. But so is this person not considered to be a machnis etzmo le'ones? So again, Shari Chaim says, this is an oynes. Of course this is an oynes. The question is, do we consider you as a person who brings yourself into an oynes and you don't get the benefits of an oynes? Let's see a few practical examples where we see this kind of machlokas. I brought an example both in the halachos of tzitzis and the halachos of mila. In source number 8, so back in the day, I don't know if they do it today, but back in the day, they used to bathe the baby before the milah and also after the milah. That was a thing that they used to do back in the day with hot water. Now you have a bris on Shabbos. As we all know, on Shabbos you could do a bris. But machshirei milah you cannot do on Shabbos. You can do the milah itself, but you cannot do things which are only a hechsher for the mitzvah, only bringing you to the mitzvah, but not the mitzvah itself. So the Ran says, what happened if you had a designated tub of hot water prepared for the boy, for the child before Shabbos? You're going to bathe him after the milah over there, because after the milah he has to have his hot bath. It's very important for his health. So you could do that on Shabbos. Can you? So you had that bath. What happened right before the milah? There was a mess. Someone came and spilled by accident the hot water that was designated for the baby after the bris. Now this is what bathing after the bris is a pikuach nefesh. What do we do now? Do we now do the bris and heat new water for this child because now he's in the case of pikuach nefesh? Or no, you cannot do that. What should you do? Says the Ramban, הרמב"ן זל כתב, שרי למי מהלי, שאין למצווה אלא שעתה, ואין דוחים את המילה מפני שיסר אחר כך לדחות לשבת, ובתר אחי פיקוח נפש ודדה אחילי, ולא מכשירי מילה. Hitting the water usually is a מכשירי מילה. But once he will have the bris, so now he's in the matzav of sakana, he's now in the situation of sakana, so now he's pikuach nefesh, you're now allowed to heat the water. Wait a second, you're bringing him in to the case of sakana. Says the Ramban, I don't care, I'm closing my eyes. I know that now it's bris time, it's go time. I'm not doing the bris, and I'm not closing my eyes, I'm doing the bris. Wait a second, after that I have to do another chilul Shabbos because of pikuach nefesh, for the hot water, which is only mechshirei mila. I don't care. You do the milah, and whatever the consequences will be, it's fine because you could do the milah. You're allowed to do that. And now you have pikuach nefesh. Heat the water on Shabbos after the bris. That's according to the Ramban. However, the Beis Yosef also brings the Gaza, Reb Zerachia Halevi, Baal Amor, and he says Kol heicha deishtapu chamimei devatar milah mikamim milah. No. Ezu chacham haroet anolad. You know very clearly that after the bris, you'll have to heat water for this child. So in that case, you cannot do the bris. If you know that because of this bris, you're going to have to do an extra chilul Shabbos, although it will be the koch nefesh, but you know this is going to happen, and this thing is not the milah itself. It's machshiri milah. Machshiri milah lo dochet haShabbat. Machshiri milah does not move Shabbos aside, and you cannot do the bris. So you see here, that there's a fundamental machlokas between the Ramban and Baal HaMaor. Can a person bring himself into a situation of oynes? Pikuach nefesh is also a case of oynes. And do things, is this considered to be an oynes? If a child, la'aleinu, is sick on Shabbos, everyone agrees you can heat up water. Of course you can. But can you bring yourself into the case of oynes? So, says the Ramban, yes, you do what you need to do. You need to do a bris, do the bris. Now you brought yourself into the case of oynes. This is still considered to be an oynes. It's okay, go ahead and do so. Says Baal HaMaor, no, you cannot bring yourself into a case of oynes. So maybe the Shor HaChaim does not do this too still. I'm doing this too still. Maybe I'm wrong, but the Shor HaChaim says, this is also the discussion here between the Rishonim, if oynes or ma'achron is an oynes. Everyone agrees it's an oynes, but can you bring yourself into an oynes? And once you bring yourself to an oynes, is this thing okay or not?
Right, the question you have from Ramban is whether Shari means Shari. Right? When he says, Shari lemin halei, shei mitzvah l'shaita, does he mean you're chayav too because you have a mitzvah of resimcha? And therefore, it's not really that you're choosing to put yourself into an onus situation. You have a different onus. It's onus versus onus.
The mitzvah now brings you an onus.
You can really choose. I can decide whether to do the bris milah.
So I hear the Rav Schiluk saying that the bris milah is actually maybe a chiyuv. In that case, it's onus versus onus, so it's not the same thing. So in that case, the answer I'll say to the Rav is the Mordechai regarding tzitzis. Because in that case, it won't be a mitzvah, as we'll see in a second. Yeah?
He's describing as you knew that the bucket would spill, so you have to do a chalik.
No, I didn't know the bucket would spill.
I thought you're describing it.
No, it spilled. It spilled.
He's saying that you should have done the bris milah in the first place, because you knew that part of it is a bat, and that it would have spilled, and you have to reheat it. It's like, you do anything.
You're saying that's pshat? I cannot heat on Shabbos water for the baby afterwards. I can't do it. In this case, it was spilled. I wonder what happens if it wasn't spilled, if I didn't have it to begin with. Can I do the bris? I don't think that there will be a difference. Let's say it didn't spill. Let's say I just didn't.
It's a mice.
What? The mice is a shtapuch. Yeah. I don't remember if the mice didn't spill.
It spilled before Shabbat?
No, during Shabbos. Shtapuch.
The way it says is that you're culpable because you knew that you would have to fill.
Yeah.
It's like you don't know for sure that it would have spilled.
No. So the case was here that I spilled. The mice say, now I'm fine for the milah. Then everyone are gathered together. Then the father gets in his ear. You know the water is spilled. What to do? Are you carrying on the milah or not?
Oh, I see.
So that's the question. So says the Ramban, even though you're bringing yourself into massive avoidness, it's okay. Says the Bamor, no, it's not okay. And maybe this is also the same machlokas of the good and the Miki Yosef here. Another example is also in the field of tzitzis, in the halachos of tzitzis, in source number 9. On Shabbos, as we all know, a person is not allowed to make a tzitzis. You cannot do that. You cannot make a tzitzis on Shabbos. So a person now has a four-cornered garment. He has a pancho, a Mexican pancho, and he wants to wear it on Shabbos. It's very nice, but there's no tzitzis. Or he had a tzitzis, and the tzitzis is pasul. Can he put this pancho on him on Shabbos? Reb Shlomo Medrush, Medarvush, I don't know where he's from exactly. He was one of the Rishonim, I assume from either Germany or from France. So the Mordechai brings Reb Shlomo Medarvush, and he says, Asur lelovsho ad shitaken oto. So a person that has this thing on Shabbos, you cannot wear it until it's fixed before Shabbos. Shim lov shor over baset, because you're not actually violating a chiyuv, because you have a four-cornered garment. There's a mitzvah to put on a tzitzis, so you have to put on you cannot put this thing on. That's Reb Shlomo Medarvush. However, Ri brought in the Mordechai, Ri, for sure, one of the Rishonim, he says, Leisei, no, I disagree. There's no problem putting on a four-cornered garment, because once you have this, if you put it on, you have a chiyuv to put on a tzitzis. But wait a second, on Shabbos, you cannot put on a tzitzis. So in that case, put it on. There's no iser to put on a four-cornered garment. No. Once you have the four-cornered garment on you, so you have to put on a tzitzis. But on Shabbos, you're oines, you cannot put on a tzitzis. So because of that, keep the tzitzis on you. So he says, if you want, put the poncho on. There's no problem putting on the poncho. The problem is, you have to put on a tzitzis. You cannot put on a tzitzis because it's Shabbos. So, okay, it's okay. So in that case, there's nothing which is actually bothering you to put this on Shabbos. Okay, that's the machlokas of Reb Shlomo Medarvush and the Ri. A person who has a four-cornered garment can't put it on Shabbos because he's onus from putting on the tzitzis. Reb Shlomo Medarvush says, no, because you can't put it on, because you can't put on the tzitzis. Says Ri, exactly, I can't put on the tzitzis on Shabbos, so it's fine. What is their machlokas? So Reb Shawai says in Parshas Bamidbar, in pages Kuf Ein Vav and Kuf Ein Zayin, so he says, Tzich biur ma shorosh machloktam shel harash veri, devadai af leharash, en isur bimshat adai knafot, milvad bitur mitzad aseh shetzitzit. The only problem is, they're not fulfilling the mitzvah of tzitzis. There is no lav, that those they cannot put on a four-cornered garment. So he says, v'ashkafa rishona, his first reflection is, nire de plige, im mutar lo la'adam lechatchila, lasot matzav, v'ligrom shivatem sase, al yedei ones. What is a machlokas? Can a person bring himself into a situation that he cannot do the mitzvah, be'oines? And in this case, there's no chiyuv to put on this beged, there's no mitzvah, which is obligating you to do so. So says Reb Moshe Weiss, this is a machlokas. You know what? This is the exact same machlokas he wants to suggest, like the Ramban and the Raza in the case of Mila. Can you bring yourself into a situation that you cannot fulfill the mitzvah, or you have to do something, or can you bring yourself into a case of oines? According to the Ramban, you can do that, and because of that, you could also put on the tzitzis on Shabbos, the four-cornered garment on you on Shabbos, because you're onus from fulfilling the mitzvah. And according to Balamor, according to both Reb Shlomo Medarvush and the Balamor, you cannot do that. You cannot bring yourself into a case of oines. This is not considered an oines. If you randomly come into a case of oines, that is oines. But if you bring yourself into a case of oines, this is not considered to be in oines. So I brought here two examples that might, again, the Shulchan Aruch did not say that this is the exact same thing. I brought this to Shtol. He says, whether a person that brings himself into oines is, in fact, in the case of oines. Because I'll tell you what. I'll tell you why maybe he did not bring these examples. Because in the case of, at least, of Mila, so if a person actually did the bris on Shabbos, kuli amen lo plige, you could heat up the water. That's for sure, according to everyone. You're now in a matzav of oines. This is for sure considered to be an oines, right? So you for sure could do it. So you for sure are considered to be an oines if you actually did it. According to Shari Chaim and the Agudah, so I think according to the Agudah, even though you are objectively an oines in the last minute, he says, no, this is not considered to be an oines.
Is it that everybody considers you oines, or everybody just says it's pikuach nefesh? Those are different things.
Ah, so you're saying that oines and pikuach nefesh is different?
Yeah.
So you're saying, I hear. Yeah. So it's a different kind of oines. Like, right.
And it's not even because of him, it's because of me.
Yeah. Okay. So maybe it is a good system. Okay, thank you. Sorry?
Let's say, for example, you're off the border ship 3 days
before Shabbos. The Balamor, says, this is the reason. Because there might be a sakana in the middle of the way, you might be sakana on Shabbos. You can't bring yourself in the case of oines.
According to those who say that you can bring yourself in the case of oines, They would say you can't.
So they gave different explanations to it. Yeah. Not because it's pikuach nefesh, exactly. Right. Yeah, the problem is a shitah soy.
But if you can bring yourself into a muscle of kindness, then if it rules your Shabbos, that's your nice. It's not your fault.
So maybe that might not be a problem of that, but again, yeah, I don't know. I don't think a person could go on a train saying that I know this is going to be out during Shabbos. No. I'm an oinus. This is, yeah, I don't know. But again, as Rav said, I think they bring in different explanations. Yes, Stephen.
I'm particularly having a hard time understanding this Mordechai on the four corner garment, in particular in conversations with ideas in Bat Rechah of Tarovas about lechatchila going into a situation where you know something's going to be mivatel in it. We know beferish that's something that you don't. Do.
So that is a knas. That is a knas. That is a knas. That is a knas. That the person cannot be mivatel in Israel lechatchila.
Right.
Is for sure a knas.
Right, because he can't wear a four-corner garment without it.
Yeah, so he says, everyone agrees there's no isser, that's how the Ri says, to put on a four-cornered garment. I'm not allowing you to do an isser. I'm not allowed to do an isser. You're allowed to do that. Now you're in case of others because you're now canceling a mitzvah. This is not canceling a mitzvah. But he says, no, you're bringing yourself to a case that you're canceling a mitzvah. If it was an isser, like the case you're saying, it might have been different. You're doing an isser.
Right, but you're saying for this, the isser doesn't go through because...
Yes, the isser never started. The isser never started. Ah. That's what my suggestion is different.
Okay.
Seems that you want to see something with Jared?
I'm just thinking. Ones means the fact that he's an ones means the isser, like, the fact that he was means that it didn't even happen? It happened. You're saying that he doesn't have a chi. Ones means he doesn't have a chiyuv to put tzitzis on, or he has a chiyuv. He really has a chiyuv, but he's ones, so he can't.
So I think you're trying to now allude to the entire chakira of ones. Is it a hutra? Is it a chuya? Does it mean that there's actually nothing?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, that's a different that's a concept. I think this might be actually in your shiur another week and a half. In the case another 2 weeks. Sorry, I think in given Mudbet, she had all the discussion about oiness of the woman. So that might be different, mentioned there. So write it down, keep it for there. Okay?
The case of bringing a lot, if you quote Nefesh, you're allowed to do whatever the Lord said is.
Yeah, but can you bring yourself into the case of Pekot
Nefesh? Is there any opinion where you can be honest and not Pekot Nefesh to do what the Lord said? You bring yourself into a situation, but not for the sake, not Pekot Nefesh, you do what the Lord said. I mean, and I said that you can't do swine, like not going to succeed on it.
But coming and bring yourself to an oinus of a lot, I say.
Put yourself into a place where you know you'll have to eat non-kosher. You go somewhere where there's no food.
So you're saying that is actually fundamentally different. I think you're absolutely right. We do see this chiluk that even in the case of oines, you cannot do isurim. For instance, an oinen, so he doesn't do averot, he doesn't do mitzvot, but doesn't mean he can do averot. So an oines is kind of oines situation. It's a potter mitzvah, whatever that is. Nothing allows him to do averos. He doesn't have to do mitzvos, but averos he cannot do. I think that's maybe a similar idea. It's very close to that. Actually, the Nuki Yosef actually comes in Bavakama in that sugya. And he discusses that. If you put a rock on you and you stand up, so that's he actually brings that in that sugya in Bavakama. I brought just one last piece of Musar, the Friday before Slichos. So I brought a piece of Alat Shuva that I think also might be connected to this concept. He asked, how is it that a person could say during the Vidui, Ana Hashem Chatati Aviti Pashati? He says that Chet, Avon, and Pshia are three different things. Chet is a Shoigeg, and Avon is a Mezid, and Pshia is a Mered. I mean, these are three. Decide, what did you do? You turn on another in Shabbos. Was it by mistake or was it on purpose? Why are you saying I did this, and that? But be honest. I mean, check, what did you do? So he says a very nice idea. He says sometimes it is actually a shoigig. But was it really a shoigig? Or maybe you brought yourself into this situation. That's not really a shoigig. He gives an example of a person that wanted his daughter to go to a prestigious college of wealthy people, Bnei Ashirim. And she's going to live in the dorms of that college. And Rosh Hashanah says, I told this bilibus, listen, be careful. You're now walking on the thin rope. It's very, very dangerous. Who knows what's going to happen? And he says, no, I trust her. Then after a year, he comes and he says his daughter is going to marry a non-Jew. And of course, he was shoigig. He doesn't want his daughter to do that. He never had it in his right mind that he never wanted his daughter to marry a non-Jew. So was he a shoigig? Or maybe was he a bit mazed? I mean, he said, I want her actually to go there. I want her this to happen. So sometimes these things are, in our mind, is considered to be a shoygig. But you know what? Maybe you brought yourself into this case. A person is learning until 2 a.m. He's doing shteigin in Beis Midrash. But then he can't wake up for shachris. He says, oh, shoygig, I was honest, I couldn't wake up. Were you in fact honest? Or maybe you brought yourself into this case. So says Rav Soloveitchik, every single time that we think this might be a shoygeg, say also chatati aviti, pashati, maybe this actually is amazing, because you know what? Maybe I did, in fact, bring myself into this, and oynes yom achon, lav shmi oynes, and if I bring myself into this situation, this might not be considered to be entirely in oynes. So I thought this might be a nice connection to our shir, and also a nice musr for Elul. And of course, this is primarily a musr for myself and not for others. Any questions so far? No. Terrific. You have a lot to do. So let's carry on. So the Gita says that oynes yom achon lav shmei oynes, that if a person was negligent with the last day, he is not considered to be in oynes. So both Ktsois and Nesivos, so they ask him, how can you say this thing? From our Gemara. They have a kashya from our Gemara. Why? Because our Gemara says in Source 11, Omar Rove, Ule Inyan Gitin Einoiken, we learned that a person that, as we all know, after 12 months, he has, if a person, 12 months after the Kiddushin, even if he didn't marry his wife, he has to take care of her in all kinds of ways. And even if he was the oynes, they marry her, so he doesn't have to actually take care of her with all those things because he was oynes. But it says the Gemara, in the case of Gittin, ain oynes begittin. Even if a person gave a get with a certain tenai, with a certain condition, and the condition wasn't fulfilled because of some kind of oynes, I don't care about the oynes. In oynes begitin, the get is still a get. That's what Rava said. And the Gemara brings two cases that discuss it. Maybe this could be a source. And those two cases are actually cases of oynes yom achron. So they're discussing this concept. Is there this thing called oynes begitin or not? Is there this thing called oynes begitin or not? And the examples that are brought there of oynes that may apply or may not apply are oynes yom achron. For example, the Gemara says, "Harei ze gitech im lo bat mekan ad 12 chodesh." This is the person, the husband handing a get to his wife. This is a get. If I'm not back here in 12 months, and the reason why I didn't come back at the end of 12 months because the last week of the year he was sick, and since he was sick, he didn't come back. Nevertheless, this is a get. Ein oynes begitin. Wait a second. This is oynes yom achron. He could have come back every single day. He was waiting for the last minute, and in the last minute he became sick, and because of that he didn't come. Ein oynes begitin. This is a get. Without discussing the entire concept of oynes begitin or not, but we see the example. What is oynes begitin? Something that happened in the last week. Another example that is brought there. Hahuda amar lehu, ilo atidem kan vatatin yome, lehev egite. A person says that, again, he gave a get to his wife. He says, this is your get. Unless I manage to come back within 30 days. And then the last 30 days, and then he came there, there is a river, and the bridge was broken, and the bridge was broken, or the ferry that takes him from one side to the other was not working that day, and he's yelling, Chazuda soy, Chazuda soy, I'm here. No. Although you're in oynes, ein oynes begitin, and the wife is megureshes. Again, this is a case of an oynes that happens in the last minute. And this is not concerned, and again, this is considered to be an oynes. However, in gitin, ein oynes begitin. So this is a kashya on the Aguda, how are you saying that oynes yom achon is not an oynes? All the examples of the morning ksubis, bet amud bet, give you examples of oynes, which actually happened in the last minute, or he was sick in the last minute, or he was knocking on, he was yelling and saying, hey, I'm here. We mentioned also, apropos, a bit of musr, that also Elul, we have 40 days of tshuva, but don't wait for the last minute. Don't wait for the last minute, because then what could happen, and it'll be very, very depressing that we won't manage to do tshuva because we're negligent for the entire time. Then we'll just say, hey, chazud asoy, yell already, not to Kesh Bochu, I'm here, I'm willing to do tshuva. Okay, that's another tangent of musr. Anyways, so we see from here, ask both Ktsois and Nesivos, that you see from here that oynes yom achron is in fact considered to be in oynes. Okay? The question is clear on the Agada? hopefully. So I brought the story is actually in Source 13 brings down the question as I presented it, so I won't have to read it out. We have two answers to this question, how to actually explain the Agudah. Right, the Gemara says onus imachon lo havi onus is not considered an onus, and the examples of the Gemara are actually onus. So there are two answers. The answer of there are a few answers. What I brought here on the page is the answer of the Nesivos Hamishpat and the answer of Reb Chaim. So the Nesivos says a very simple answer. He says in the case of onus begitin, he says adat dehachi lo atni. A person says that he wants to divorce his wife unless he managed to come back within 30 days. He didn't have in his right mind for a second that he wanted her to be megureshet if he'll be stuck. He gave it to her under a certain condition. We have here a clear umdina. He did not want her to be megureshet in this case that he's stuck. It's very clear. So because of that, even though onus imachon maybe not being onus in all kind of other halachos, but in the case of Gittin, he gave her under certain conditions. We know very clearly that had he known that this would happen, he wouldn't want this get to happen. Wait a second. So why is that good? Not saying the same thing regarding a neder? He for sure didn't want to have a neder if this and this would have happened. You're right. Do you know how we call this thing? Hatarat nedarim. Every single case of hatarat nedarim is that, oh Rabbi, had I known this and this would have happened, or this, or had I known this thing, so I wouldn't have wanted this thing to happen. So every kind of hatarat nedarim is, even I didn't think this will happen, you still have to go to the Rabbi. In hatarat nedarim, we have this halacha that if you say, if had I known this would have happened, I would have never said this neder. For that reason, you go to the rabbi, and he will give you a shmooze, about being careful about nedarim, and then in the end he will say, motolach, motolach, motolach. But in the case of a get, you don't have this privilege of hatarat tnaim begitin, we don't have this thing. So in that case, yes, if we have an umdana, we know very clearly that you do not want to give the get under these circumstances. So in that case, adata dehachi, lo atni. I didn't take this in consideration, and I didn't want this get to be a valid get under this condition. So because of that, even though I say, says Agudah, in the field of Shavuos, Oynes Yimachon, Lo Havi Oynes, but in this case, I will agree, because I for sure don't want to give the get under this condition, so the get is an invalid get. In the case of Nedorim, you're saying, had I known, I wouldn't have I've done a Neder? Terrific! We have a special maslul for you, a special path for people that have these things in mind. It's called Hatarat Nedarim. Go to the rabbi, talk with him, and he will set you free from your neder. So that's the fundamental difference between get and nedarim. Yeah.
I just want to understand the halacha so well, but as far as I understand, for Hatarat Nedarim, isn't it not possible to say that I didn't know something would happen?
So actually, as I was speaking right now, I thought what you were saying, that this is actually liftoach benolad. That person is not allowed to actually open it in a noilad. Because the fact,
well,
this is a noilad. Like he was sick in the last day, and the ferry wasn't working that very day. It's a very good taina. I don't know what to say. It's a very good taina. The Sivas doesn't seem to address this. I think you're right, because ain't potchim benolad. You cannot use actually new circumstances. Right. You're right. As we spoke, I thought what we were saying, and it's a very good taina. I'm going to write this thing down. Lama in ze bichlal ain't potchim benolad. Okay, we'll have to look into the Nesivos about this. Very, very good taina. Very good taina. Shkoyech. Okay, but this is the answer of the Nesivos. He says that al da'at hachi, you didn't give the get with this thing. If you knew this thing, you wouldn't have given the get. So it's an invalid get. In the case of the darim, if you didn't have this thing in mind, so go to the rabbi and he will do for you
talmud darim. Yeah. What would honest be without it's not yom ha'akam? Like how could it be an honest that's not on the last day?
It could be the entire time. Like I'm saying that, I don't know, from the beginning it was an oneness that I couldn't do it. I wasn't considered to be negligent. So husband gets his wife and he says that, listen, I have to go for business to China and back. If I'm not back in 30 days, this is your get. So in that case, In that case, it could be that from the beginning, he couldn't have done it, and was stuck. That is a full oneness of the entire time. But you're waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. That's not considered to be an oneness. You had the bchira, you had the rutzon, you had the desire to do so, and you're waiting all the time. That's not considered to be an oneness. That's the answer of the Nesivis. Again, I'll just repeat the question before you see Reb Chaim. Because Reb Chaim is, as Reb Chaim is, usually is, this is advanced lumdus. The question was, how can you say that Aguda, that Oines Yom Achron is not in Oines, in the case of Nedarim, because we see all the examples of Oines in Gittin, in our Gemara of Ksubos, that all these Oinesim happened in the last minute. The ferry in the last minute wasn't working, and the person was sick in the last month of the year, and he couldn't come back in order to give the get, to cancel the get he wanted to give to his wife. So you see all these things are Oinesim Achron. Nevertheless, they are considered to be Oines. They are considered to be a valid Oines. So Reb Chaim, he brings the question of the Nesivis, of the Ksois. There's a bit of discussion there, and I'm not to open with that. And Reb Chaim, as he usually does, says, Tzvei Dinim. Tzvei Dinim, there are two kinds of things. There are two kinds of Tnaim. Two kinds of conditions. Reb Chaim says that you use sometimes Tnai Azman in one of two ways. Sometimes you have one thing to do, but the time is just a period of time to do this maisa. Yes, I will daven sometime between the morning until 4 hours within Netzachama. Okay? I will do this thing sometime within this time. That is Reb Chaim. That is one type of Tnai Azman, a condition Azman. But sometimes the time itself is part of the Tnai. For instance, I will give you $100 if you will work for me 30 days. If you will work for me 30 days. So 30 days is a fundamental, the time element here is actually part of the maisa. It's not only one maisa within the 30 days, whenever you want. You have to do this maisa for 30 days. Says Reb Chaim, the Aguda holds the Oines Yom Achron lo have Oines in the first kind of Tanai. The Tanai is that you have to do one maise whenever you want within 30 days. You could have done it now. You're waiting for the last minute. This is not considered to be an Oines. You have such a long time to do it. This is not considered to be an Oines. And because that's also regarding davening. You could have davened now. You didn't wait until last minute. This is not considered to be an Oines, says Reb Chaim. However, our cases here in the Gemara are cases that you have to do something specifically for 30 days. And this is kind of weird. And he says that the Tanai, that if I won't be here for 30 days, that not being here is one long maise. He says, this is your get under the condition that I won't be here for 30 days. I'm not present here for 30 days. So you have to have one long maise of ibia, of not being here for 30 days. This is one long maise. It's like saying, this is your get. If I will serve you for 30 days, and now you're missing one day because of its annoyance. He says, in that case, of course, it is annoyance because you actually could have done it that day. We were prevented of doing so. Oh, so now, not being here is one thing, part of the Tanai, that if indeed it's missing one day of inside the chain, so in that case, it will be a problem. In that case, the Aguda will agree, even one day of annoyance, even the last day of annoyance, is considered to be annoyance because you wanted to do this maise of not being here. Wanted, exactly. If you wanted to not be here for 30 days, you wanted now to cancel that EBA, and then you are oneness, that is a kind of oneness that you do have oneness yom achron. I think it's hard to explain this thing. I hope this is kind of clear. Is this clear? I'm trying to be clear. So again, Reb Chaim says there are two types of oneness. There are two types of time conditions. There's a time condition that you have to do one maise, and you have a time, and the time there is only just for you to decide when to do it. Either the first day, second day, third day, whatever. You have 30 days to do one thing. In that case, this is what the Aguda is saying, that if you are oinus in the last day, it's not considered to be an oinus, because you could have done this whenever you wanted. But sometimes the time itself is part of the maise, and in our case, the time itself of not being here for 30 days is one long maise. In this case, says Aguda, I will agree with you that this is actually an oynes that is considered to be an oynes, even though it happened in the last day. That's what the Aguda says. Is this clear? I won't say it again because I don't think the man should make it even clearer. But you have Reb Chaim in front of you. The only problem is with Reb Chaim, and this is, I brought here the Reb Shmuel Brzovsky who says so, but it's not only him, also other people say it as well. According to Reb Chaim, so here, in the case of Gittin, it's not only the last day. Even if you were oynes in the middle, so you don't have a maise of not coming if you were sick in the middle of the year. Right? If you're saying that you have to have one long period of not coming, if one day, let's say you want to come in the middle, not the last day, you want to come in the middle, but then you are sick. So in that case, still, this is considered to be an oynes. So if the person is sick in the middle, and because of that, he was prevented from coming, that could be considered to be an oynes of the tnai of not being there, because I was be'oynes not being there, and because of that, why is the oynes im achron? It could be oynes im rishon, she'nish li'shirevi.
It doesn't even have to be that he was sick. I mean, it doesn't even have to be that he wanted to go but didn't. If there was any reason.
Any reason.
Even no interest in going.
Even if he didn't want to go. Yeah, you're right. Even if he didn't want to go. Yeah.
He happened to fall asleep.
Yeah, so he was sleeping right. Within the 30 days. I don't know. He was sleeping. He was sick in the middle. I don't know what happened. I mean, but any kind of oinus that happens in the middle, that is enough of a reason for him not for this to be considered to be an oynes, which should have prevented the get. And he says, this is a very big chiddush, he says. Okay, Reb Chaim is a bit hard. I'm leaving the sources with you if you want to review it again. But that is the Reb Chaim answering the question of the Ksos and the Sivis, that again, the Gudah says, oynes amachon lo havi oynes, and so in our cases, that it is actually an oynes. Last piece that I want to discuss, and I'll try to summarize it in 8 minutes, is, again, the proof of the Agudah from Batei Arei Choma. As we said, Agudah said to us, Oynes Yom Achron is not considered to be an Oynes. And the proof of it is a Mishnah in Erchin, that if, in the case of Batei Arei Choma, that person sold the house, and now he wants to redeem it within 12 months, and in the last day, the person that bought the house is hiding, so without the special takana of Hillel, although the previous owner of the house is now an oynes, they cannot redeem his house, but oynes amachon lo havei oynes, and nevertheless, the ikar adin, the house should have been rightfully in the hands of the person who bought it. But Hillel said, no, I'm going to help you, although you're an oynes, I'm going to help you, now you have this special takara of giving the money in Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Kiveiger, Ktsois, and more, say that Aguda, with all due respect, your proof is no good proof. And I'll just say Baal Peh, and hopefully it'll be clear. They say it's not a good proof because, I'll tell you a secret, even in the case of Batei Arei Choma, a person was oynes the entire year, it wouldn't help him. He wouldn't get his house back, right? The person not only for the last day. Person sold the house, and from that moment, he became sick. He was in the hospital for a full year. Look at the base. I couldn't redeem it because I was sick. We don't care. Why? Because the oynes rachmana patre, Ones rachmane lo chayve. And I'll explain this term. Ones rachmane patre means that I'm saying, I will give you something. I will give you my house. Only if you do something. Let's see the shach. Let's see the shach. I brought him here, the shach in source number three. In the footnote number three. Shach says, Heicha she'adam mechayev atzmo, neged chaviro, bedavar shelo ya chayav al tnai, ve'ero ones lezeh shechayev atzmo, shelo kiyem atnai, patur. Ve'ere hadavar kamo shem mekodem, ones rachmana patre. A person says, I will give you something, under the condition that I will do something. And then, oops, I couldn't do it. I'll give you my house. Not me. Reuven says to Shimon, I will give you my house under the condition that I will play basketball sometime this year. Okay? Because I want to now lose weight. So I'll give you my house under the condition that I'll go to the gym every single day. And he couldn't go to the gym. because he was too busy with other things. I don't know what happened. He couldn't do so. So that is a case as onus achmana patri. I wanted to be mechayev myself, but I was now oynes. So the oynes says to me, you're a patr because you're oynes. But there's another thing called oynes achmana chayvi. And for example, I'm saying, I will give you my house under the condition that you pay me $1 million. And then something happened that Reuven lost his $1 million. He was oynes. So now I have to give you something because of your oynes? Oynes just is patr me for doing certain things. I was supposed to do something. Oynes comes. You're patr from doing this thing because you're an oynes. But the oynes cannot be mechayev me to do something. I'll give you something. If you do this, and he couldn't have done it because of oynes, I don't have to give it. A clear example, I'll sell you my house for $1 million. Person says, you know what? I was oynes. I didn't manage to gain $1 million. What can I do? I didn't manage to gain $1 million this year. So that because he's an oynes, I'll have to give you something? Of course not. Says the Ktsois, in our case of Batei Arei Choma, so what actually happened? I have a house. I sold it to you. What did I say? I will buy the house back from you within 12 months and pay for you. And then the person didn't do it. He didn't get the money. Or he was sick and couldn't have done so. So now you want to what? To be mechayev, the person that bought the house because of the first owner's oynes? That's oynes achmana chayve. You want him to owe you something because of the oynes that happened to you? That cannot be. Oynes is only in order to be putter you from something that you obligated yourself. But now you cannot obligate others because you are oynes? Of course not. So you're saying what? I will buy the house from you in the next year if I find you. You didn't manage to find him. So in that case, you're saying I was oynes. You have to now be mechayev him. You have to now obligate him to pay me back, to get me back with my house. Oynes achmana patri amrinan. Oynes achmana chayve lo amrinan. That's what the Ktsois is saying. So it says the Ktsois, the pshat of Batei Arei Choma is that you sold him the house entirely. You have now a hetel to buy the house back. You didn't pay for it. So in that case, oynes achmana chayve lo amrinan. You're saying, listen, you didn't give the money in this time. You have to be mechayev him because of your oynes? No, that cannot be. Oynes av kiman de ovad, and oynes achmana chayve lo amrinan, and in that case, you cannot be mechayev someone because he was oynes. Again, a simple mashal. I'll sell you my house and give you $1 million. You don't have $1 million because you're oynes. So in that case, of course we'll get it. You can't be mechayev me because of that oynes. So he says the Agudah, this entire parsha of oynes with redeeming Batei Arei Choma doesn't even help you, even if it was a full year. Because what are you saying? That person couldn't pay me back? Of course he couldn't pay you back because it's a lot of money. So because of his oynes, it doesn't mechayev the previous owner. That is a taina both of Rabbi Kivegel and the Ktsois. Why his proof of Batei Arei Choma doesn't even work. But again, this comes from which basis? That he says the previous owner actually sold the house and he has the chance to buy it back. So like every single person who buys a house cannot say, oh, I didn't get the money, give me the house anyway. No, same thing here. You didn't get the money. You didn't find me for some reason. You won't get the house. I'll just say it for the last 2 minutes. I won't read it inside. The Nesivis has a different understanding of Batei Arei Choma. And he says, no, I'll tell you where you got it wrong. You think that Batei Arei Choma is, you sold the house and now you're buying it back. No. The pshat of Batei Arei Choma is, the transaction of me selling the house in the end of 12 months, I'm chayev to give you the house only if I didn't come back within the 12 months. The transaction wasn't finalized when I sold it to you and now I can now buy it back within 12 months. No! If the transaction is completed, I'm chayev to give you the house only within 12 months if I didn't come back to you within 12 months. So he says, no, this is not always chayev. He didn't buy it. The opposite. I am chayev to give you the house only if I don't bring you back the money. But now I didn't manage to bring you back the money. I was onus. So this is onus achmana patre. I'm putter from giving you the house for the entire year because the transaction wasn't fulfilled in the end. So there's a fundamental machlokes regarding the redemption of the house. According to the Nesivis, It's not like the Ktsoi says, I sold the house and now I'm buying it back. No, I'm giving you the house. The transaction will be completed only if I didn't manage to come back and buy it back within 12 months. And the fact that I was oines, so in that case, I'm not obligated to finishing the transaction of giving you the house, because this is, once again, oines achmana patre, and not oines achmana chayve. So this is what the Ktsoi and the Sivis are discussing. Ktsoi answers him back in the Meshoivev. Please take the sources home, read it on your Shabbos table, think about it. It's a lot to think about, but I think it's a very, very beautiful discussion with a very, very important nafkamina. Shkoyach.